Welcome to day two on Decide Week on This Is Your Wake Up Call. I'm Vashti McKenzie. Making decisions, of course, is never easy. And some decisions are harder to make than others. Have you figured that out yet? No matter how much information there is to guide you in the decision, making the decision based on the Word of God, make it based on past experiences, waiting upon the Lord for the move of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes you just need to sleep on the decision. As it turns out, just sleep on it just may be good advice, according to a study conducted by researchers from the University of Amsterdam Department of Psychology that has been reported in several publications. The study suggests that while a rational approach may work very well with simple decisions, like, you know, gathering all the facts and the data, make a list of pros and cons, talking with people who are either affected by the decision or who have made similar choices, more complex decisions are best left to the unconscious mind. Let's pray on that, shall we? Since the results remain controversial, you may want to play it safe that when it comes to making your own decisions, I advocate prayer, fasting, and the Word of God. Ooh, what a powerful combination to aid in the indecisiveness. Here is one suggestion. Ask God for wisdom. God promises to give wisdom to those who ask in faith, according to James, the first chapter, verses 5 through 8. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. You should not think you will receive anything from the Lord if you are double-minded and unstable in all of your ways. For example, the context of these words is the trial that comes at times in all of our lives. And James addresses his advice to both mind and affections. Consider it pure joy. It is the testing of your faith. A trial will develop perseverance and maturity. Wisdom is not simply being able to memorize or quote James, the first chapter in those few verses, or understanding what James is saying, or even agreeing with the fact that that is the way to respond to a trial. Being wise, making the decision, is actually considering any trial pure joy and developing perseverance and maturity from it. Wisdom is applying the knowledge found in the Word of God to our daily lives. It is more than an intellectual, even a moral response. It is an emotional response to the Bible, a trembling at the Word, and also a delight in it. The fear of the God of the Word is the beginning of wisdom. That's reverence. We can also say the delight in the God of the Word, the beginning of wisdom. So wisdom, is true Christianity. That's lived out day by day. Decide today to be wise. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.